Let me ask you something. What if every decision you made, every choice, every word, every click, every silence, instantly revealed its consequence? No waiting, no hiding behind time, no pretending you didn't know. You'd see the result. You'd see it the moment you acted. This is Echoes from the Peak. Imagine it starts tomorrow. You wake up, and the rule of the world has changed. Every choice you make sends an instant ripple you can see. Cause and effect, no delay. A living mirror of consequence. You speak a harsh word to someone, and in real time, you see their posture sink, their eyes dim. You tell a lie, and immediately a thin shadow forms between you and the person you lied to. You take a shortcut at work, and the reflection flickers like it knows you cheated yourself. But it's not all punishment. You also see the good. You hold a door, and a faint light trails behind the act. You listen when someone's voice shakes, and the space around you warms just slightly. You tell the truth when it would have been easier to lie, and the shadow that follows you grows smaller. Every decision visible, every intention undeniable. At first, it would be overwhelming. You'd learn quickly that most of your choices aren't neutral. They're just quiet, invisible, until they are not. Think about how differently we'd all behave if cause and effect weren't separated by time. Would you still speak as quickly? Would you still chase the same rewards? Would you still say, it's just business, knowing the fallout lands at your feet instantly? Because in this world, there's no buffer. There's no excuse that says, I couldn't have known. The moment you decide, you see. The driver who cuts someone off on the road watches the crash unfold in their rearview mirror. The parent who loses their temper sees the echo in their child's eyes, grown older by an instant. The leader who chooses profit over people watches morale evaporate before the meeting even ends. There's no hiding behind the lag between action and outcome. There's only truth delivered immediately. And what would that do to integrity? Would it make us better? Or would it break us? Sometimes the delay between decision and consequence is what gives us room to grow, to reflect, to learn, to repair. If we lost that delay, would we evolve faster or stop taking risks altogether? Would we stop loving, afraid the pain love can cause? Would we stop creating, afraid of imperfection? Would we stop forgiving, afraid that mercy might look like weakness? Instant consequence sounds fair, until you realize how human we actually are. Maybe it's mercy that the universe gives us time. Time to see, to feel, to course correct before the final result appears. But imagine if that time vanished. I do think about leadership a lot, about decisions made in meetings and boardrooms, across kitchen tables, or even behind the wheel on a bad day. We justify, we explain, we rationalize. But if we saw the outcome instantly, the look on someone's face, the quiet damage, the ripple that we set off, how many of us would act differently? Maybe that's what integrity really is. The ability to picture the consequence before it even shows up. To act as though the effect is already here. You can call it foresight. You can call it conscience. It's the same thing. An invisible connection between choice and impact. So here's the uncomfortable truth. We already live in that world. We just can't see it yet. Every decision, every word, every silence creates something. Trust or doubt. Peace or tension. Growth or regret. The only question is, how long before it becomes visible? If the consequence showed up immediately, you wouldn't need policies or rules or reminders. All you would need is courage. Courage to act in a way that you'd still be proud of when the ripple reached you. Even if it came the very same second. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. if every decision you made instantly revealed its consequence, how would you move through the world tomorrow? Would you act slower? Or would you act truer? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.